You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. An Altoona man has been charged with possession of multiple drugs and theft. According to a press release, the investigation began in January when an officer stopped the suspect's vehicle. After being given a fake ID, the officer searched the car and identified the driver as 31-year-old Zachary Gilman. A month later, officers responded to an overdose in Altoona and identified Gilman as the victim. They also allegedly found a variety of drugs at the premises, including various narcotics as well as firearms, stolen mail, and a USPS master key. The Menominee Police Department is looking for help from the community in identifying a suspect in an armed robbery over the weekend. Authorities say the robbery occurred at a gas station around the 1500 block of 9th Street East on Saturday at around 9 p.m. The department has released a photo of the suspect, who is wearing a red hat, sunglasses, a black face mask, blue jeans, and a brown jacket. Area businesses are being asked to check their surveillance footage between 8 and 9:30 p.m. on March 22nd for any identifying information. Two Barron County organizations are working to ensure that every fish commercially harvested is fully used. Aqua Garden LLC and Great Lakes St. Lawrence Governors and Premiers are working together on the sustainability initiative, making sure that every part of every fish harvested can be used for something. The meat is the easy part, but organization officials say fish skin is also very valuable as leather, and even waste could be used for fertilizer. The groups are sharing an online pledge with information on everything fish can be used for. With just days to go until the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election, President Donald Trump has endorsed Judge Brad Schimmel. President Trump claimed if Schimmel's liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won the election, the movement to restore America would bypass the state. Elon Musk-backed groups have also invested millions of dollars into the race, even offering residents who sign a petition against her $100. Crawford's campaign called Schimmel a corrupt politician who will bend the knee to right-wing special interests. State legislators are pushing for more frequent inspections of parking garages in Wisconsin a couple years after a collapse in Glendale. The bipartisan legislation would require parking garages to be inspected every 5 years. Currently, private parking garages only need to be inspected before construction, during construction, before occupancy, and any time a change to the facility is made. Experts say the garages can spend years deteriorating in harsh winter conditions, and owners who do not comply with the requirement could be fined. Filmmakers in Wisconsin are highlighting an aspect of the budget proposal from Governor Tony Evers that would encourage more filmmakers to work in the state. The proposal would create the Office of Film and Creative Industries under the Department of Tourism and would offer film production tax incentives. The state used to have a similar office and tax incentives, but they were cut by state lawmakers. Filmmakers say producing movies and television shows has been shown to bring economic benefits and support job growth. A new solar energy project in Chippewa County is officially operational. Xcel Energy developed the Chippewa Sun Project in partnership with local organizations as part of their goal to provide 100% carbon-free electricity to all of its customers across multiple states by 2050. The energy production from this facility will go towards the Sonnentag at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, the Pablo Group's Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, and the City of Eau Claire. Officials say the solar panels will provide about 5 megawatts of energy. One of the largest firearm manufacturers in the United States will be relocating their entire manufacturing operation to Wisconsin. Henry Repeating Arms plans to relocate to a newly expanded state-of-the-art headquarters in Rice Lake with two additional facilities in Ladysmith. Company officials say they're also working on opening up a third facility in Ladysmith over the summer. Their current manufacturing operations are run out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Officials say the transition will allow them to increase production and improve collaboration. A recent report released by Insurify found that Wisconsin drivers have the second highest rate of receiving speeding tickets in the country. According to the report, nearly 8% of drivers in the state have at least one speeding ticket on their record, trailing only North Dakota at nearly 9%. Experts say the data may not be a commentary on drivers in the state as much as targeted enforcement efforts conducted by law enforcement authorities. They also say the state's roads are generally kept in good condition, which could contribute to speeding. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to order native plants for their gardens to help support the state's pollinators. According to a press release, native plant sales are popping up across the state through June, with plants of all sizes, shapes, and colors to give residents plenty of options. In addition to looking great, plants like Joe Pye Weed can provide an excellent habitat for birds, butterflies, and bees. A full list of native plant sales can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with two goals, one to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year. Top to bottom, this team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the eighth time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game. If you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that Paul Thomas Anderson's new film will be out soon. The director hasn't had a new release since 2021's Licorice Pizza. A teaser trailer just dropped for the film One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Benicio del Toro. The film tells the story of a group of ex-revolutionaries who rescue one of their colleagues' daughters. One Battle After Another is expected in theaters in September of this year. Remember when politicians used to actually step down after scandals? There was Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski. Horribly divisive postage stamp scandal that led to his exit from politics, and of course Al Franken, who stepped down years ago after a controversial photo. I'm sure there were others too. Rostenkowski is a terrible actor, but luckily Al Franken still has chops. He is headed back to the Senate, this time in a fictitious role on the show Residence, a mystery that dropped on Netflix last week. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say it's to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune into Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want to star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down through the day today. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.